Look, this committee has spent countless hours on the issue of plutonium pit production. It's a critical issue. We have to have a number of pits by about 2029, 2030 in order to ensure that our nuclear response is responsive. It's a critical national issue. And my brief tour at Los Alamos convinced me how complicated, how difficult it is, and the limited expertise to do it. Are you all at all concerned that this expertise could be dissipated if we dissipate the production facilities?
I believe that the resiliency that provided by having a second pit production site will be a very important part of our ability to be both agile and responsive for the future of the stockpile. Los Alamos will retain the responsibility for plutonium science. They will also be responsible for training the staff that will be working at the Savannah River site after that plutonium, or after the pit facility there is operational. And so I believe that the expertise will be concentrated at Los Alamos for the science and technology development. I believe also, though, that the challenge of having be able to build 80 pits per year by 2030 can only be accomplished if we take the bimodal approach that we're taking.
But I assume from your response that the critical issue is what is the most effective pathway to the 80 pits a year, and that will always be the criterion that you're using.
That combined with the resiliency that having a second pit production site will afford the nation. Following the 1989 closure of the Rocky Flats plant, we only had one place to build that critical component. And when that site closed, that ability went dormant for 30 years.
Thank you. Let me ask.